What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
In Kenosha, Wisconsin, a jury has acquitted teenager Kyle Rittenhouse of all charges in the killings of two people during unrest last year. How the city is reacting to the verdict. And the House approves the Build Back Better bill. What's next in the Senate? Plus, as demand for nurses soars, what hospitals are doing to get and keep them on staff.
So there's this extraordinary demand for nurses at a time when a lot of healthcare workers, nurses included, are just exhausted after months and months and months of responding to a public health crisis.
It's Friday, November 19th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. In what has been a closely watched trial, Kyle Rittenhouse has been acquitted of all charges in the fatal shooting of two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. Rittenhouse, who was 17 at the time, patrolled the city with an AR-15-style rifle during unrest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake. The charges against him included reckless and attempted homicide and reckless endangerment. His attorneys argued he acted in self-defense, and Rittenhouse pleaded not guilty. There have been concerns about potential unrest following the verdict. In a statement, President Biden said that while it may leave many feeling angry and concerned, himself included, he stands by the jury's decision. Biden's urging people to express their views peacefully. Our Ben Kessling was outside the courthouse following the verdict, where he said things were relatively quiet.
So there's a couple businesses near the courthouse have some boards up. There's a pretty good sheriff's presence on the corners near the courthouse. But generally speaking, traffic is flowing through the city. Businesses that are even a couple hundred feet away from the courthouse aren't boarded up. Most of them are open for business. There's really no sign right now that there's extensive preparations or people sort of holding their breath for what might come tonight. But there are ample law enforcement, members of law enforcement that are out and about right now.
We have more coverage of the verdict on our website, WSJ.com. After months of wrangling, the U.S. House passed a roughly $2 trillion education, healthcare, and climate package today. Democrats were able to corral a slim 7-vote majority to approve a major piece of President Biden's economic agenda.
This bill is monumental. It's historic. It's transformative. It's bigger than anything we've ever done.
All Republicans opposed the legislation. Our congressional correspondent Natalie Andrews says the bill's outcome is still uncertain.
The bill will now go to the Senate, where they are doing a process called reconciliation, which allows Democrats to pass the bill with just a simple majority of 51 votes. But they need to all come together on a proposal. And some of the things that the House sent over are likely to come out or get changed. Certain things that we're looking at are the 4 weeks of paid family leave in the bill. We know that some senators do not like that. There's also some immigration provisions, and there are also some tax changes that we know some of the 50 senators don't like. And because there are only 50 Democratic senators and they need all 50 to support it, each one of those senators can have a strong say in this bill. Should the Senate find an agreement and pass the legislation, it would then go back to the House, and these House members would need to agree on it and pass it as sent.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have authorized booster shots of both the Pfizer-BioNTech and the Moderna COVID-19 vaccines for all adults in the U.S., quickly following the Food and Drug Administration in clearing the extra shots. All that remains is final sign-off from the head of the CDC. Officials say the shots should be readily available. Regulators have also approved mixing and matching the extra doses instead of requiring people to get the same shot they did originally. And after 11 weeks and testimony from 29 witnesses, the prosecution rested its case in the criminal fraud trial of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes today. She's charged with defrauding patients and investors about the now-defunct blood testing company. Holmes's lawyers objected to parts of the prosecution's case. The defense says it plans to call its own witnesses. A big question is whether Holmes will take the stand in her own defense. She's pleaded not guilty. Coming up, nurses have been in high demand since the pandemic began. How that's now impacting the healthcare industry.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
We've been covering the tight labor market and how many employers have been offering higher wages and incentives to try to attract and keep workers. That extends to the healthcare industry, where nurses in particular are still in high demand as the pandemic continues. Many hospitals are bumping up pay to beat out rivals and hold on to existing staff, but smaller hospitals are struggling to keep up. Joining me now with more on the healthcare market is Wall Street Journal hospitals reporter Melanie Evans. Hi, Melanie. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Melanie, what exactly are we seeing right now in nursing? How severe is the shortage and how desperate are hospitals to hire right now? What's driving this?
There has been a real demand for nurses through the pandemic, just associated with most severe cases of COVID-19. We've all seen the headlines of hospitals hitting capacity, full emergency rooms, hospitals under strain, and nurses are critical in the care of a patient in a hospital. They are a huge part of a hospital's workforce, and they are essential to what it is that a hospital does to take care of really, really sick, sick patients. On top of that, this year in particular, we've seen hospitals experience a return of all the other patients who've put off medical care for any number of reasons. Either they've been afraid and now they feel more comfortable after getting vaccinated, or hospitals during surges had to postpone some things that could be, you know, delayed for a little while, and now they're bringing everybody back in. And so hospitals at baseline are busier going into the surges that we're seeing this year associated with the highly contagious Delta variant. So there's this extraordinary demand for nurses at a time when a lot of healthcare workers, nurses included, are just exhausted after months and months and months of responding to a public health crisis.
So what are we seeing now as we're soon to head into the new year?
So what hospitals have seen is higher turnover. Nurses are leaving. Some are leaving for early retirement. Some are just leaving. But there's also been a real boom in the need for like emergency staff to come in and fill in as hospitals get really, really busy. And so nurses are working for travel agencies. Nurse travel agencies employ nurses for part-time work, and they travel from hospital to hospital and state to state, which gives them more flexibility and much higher pay than they would get in a full-time job at a hospital. So hospitals are really struggling to compete to fill their staff.
So to that point, we spoke to Tierra Say, the manager for nurse recruitment at Jefferson Health, which operates 18 hospitals in Pennsylvania and New York. They raised salaries 10% across the board, and she told us that sometimes applicants don't believe the offers they're given.
We have had some very excited new grads on the phone. They've asked us, you know, are you sure? Is this absolutely, you know, correct? I think sometimes they think maybe they didn't hear us correctly. So then they get the letter and they're like, okay, well, this is right. Are you sure? From a recruitment standpoint, it's extremely enjoyable to be able to say absolutely yes. You know, I'm that is exactly what the rate is.
So Melanie, it sounds like many of the job applicants are surprised by the salaries and the benefits offered in some cases.
So we have seen in some data from a kind of a large data analytics company that nurse wages in the first 9 months of this year have grown faster than they did in all of 2020. The average annual wage is about $81,300, which is up 4% in the first 9 months of this year. Then there are incentives. Hospitals are offering signing bonuses, or they're asking their staff, if you refer somebody, we'll give you a bonus. nurses are being offered a bonus to stay and put off retirement just a little bit longer. So there are these retention bonuses being offered. All of it is just a signal of how intense the demand is.
On the other hand, because things have been so competitive, other hospitals have had to raise wages to keep pace, even if that's tough for them to do financially. Here's Sarah Hanick, chief nursing officer at Citizens Memorial Hospital in a small town in Missouri.
I think that it's just challenged administrators to think really creatively how we can constantly be competitive, but at the same time promote a positive culture, try to work to ensure safe patient ratios, and just really support the nursing team creatively outside of just that dollar amount.
And she said that can still be tough.
I would love to pay every one of my nurses. They so deserve it. I would love to pay every one of my nurses the rates that we pay to have agency come in. It's not financially feasible or sustainable.
So, Melanie, what does this mean for smaller hospitals and their patients? Do they have the resources to compete and offer benefits to attract the workers they need?
So every hospital I spoke to said that they have a hard time competing with the wages being offered by travel agencies, right? Those are just so significantly higher that a full-time employee is not going to be offered the rate of a travel agency. But for a hospital like Citizens Memorial, which is smaller and relatively close to two much larger hospital systems, they really struggle to balance the need to raise wages to stay competitive and maintain enough of a margin that they aren't in a precarious financial position. So what does that mean? It means that a hospital has to either raise their prices. So if their labor costs go up, then they've got to charge their customers more to offset that, or they've got to find ways to sort of spend less in other areas. And that means looking at other job positions or other services where they think they might be able to curb spending so that they can sort of keep that margin, some sort of a healthy margin.
Melanie, you spoke to a lot of nurses, people hiring nurses. What else do consumers need to know about what's going on in their industry right now?
Nurses are critical to the delivery of hospital care, and that has been so clear in the pandemic. And the current upheaval in the market is really a reflection of just that extreme need and how much strain the healthcare system has been put under as a consequence of the pandemic. What we're seeing happen with nurses is happening across the broader economy. There is this extraordinary demand for labor, and that is raising wages and increasing opportunity. And so that means in hospitals, new nurses are getting opportunities that they would normally have to wait a few years for. Things like training to work in operating rooms or mentoring to help them prepare to take care of highly critical or more specialized patients. So you're seeing some of that investment in the workforce translate into kind of a faster career development for some of these new graduates. And you're also seeing a real investment by hospitals in creating more new nurse graduates. So a few of the hospital systems that I have spoken to have pipelines that they are now trying to expand to get more nurses through school and into the workforce.
That's Wall Street Journal Hospitals reporter Melanie Evans. Melanie, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks again for having me.
And that's what's news for this week. Our hosts are me, Anne-Marie Fertoli, and Peter Granitz. The show was produced this week by Mohsen Ali, Anthony Bansi, Kate Bullivant, and Trine Nori, with help from Amanda Llewellyn and editorial support from Kateri Yoakum, Sandra Kilhoff, and Chris Sinsley. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us. We'll be back on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.